All right, we're in SQL world again. Who are you?
My name is John Bacharov. I'm the program manager for SQL Server's driver for PHP. And I'm excited to announce that we just shipped our first community technology preview of the driver for
nice.
The PHP community. Yeah.
Outstanding. Who are you, sir?
Well, I am Hank Jensen. I'm the group program manager in the Open Source Software Lab, which is something of a surprise to a lot of people that Microsoft has an open source software lab, and we do. We have hundreds and hundreds of servers running all kinds of various versions of Linux and even Linux flavors people never even heard of. And we seem to be kind of the gathering point of a lot of the open source efforts that are going on and a lot of the outreach that is going on. And I have the pleasure of working with John here and helping them assist to get the SQL Server driver out to the widest possible audience and to the community. So
excellent.
We're having a blast doing it so far.
Cool. So are you from Denmark?
No, I'm from Holland, actually.
Oh, sorry.
You're at least
no
in the
offense.
Right... No, you're at least in the right area.
I was
area
just there. Look. Jensen, the way you look, I figured, yeah.
No, you're pretty close, right, actually, so that's good.
Excellent. So you mentioned open source. Is this open source, this driver?
We haven't made the decision of whether we're going to open source the driver. However, it relates to an open source technology, right? PHP.
Of course.
Huge, huge developer base. We think it's only going to pick up, so...
Cool. So let's talk about the significance, or I mean, you know, what's the big deal, man? I mean, explain it to me.
So the big deal is around providing connectivity to SQL Server that's supported by Microsoft. So there have been solutions out there, and the community has given us some feedback and given us some feedback via Zend, who is the company that leads the PHP community in a big way. And through those partners and through the community, we've gotten feedback that, you know, they need a better connectivity story. And we're just here responding to that and enabling it directly.
So as opposed to, say, using the PHP.NET, you know, the compiler that the PHP.NET, these two kids wrote, I talked to them last year in the compiler lab, they'd written a PHP.NET implementation. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you could, from there, use ADO.NET and connect to SQL, right?
No, actually.
No.
This is a native PHP extension, and this has to do with the way that the PHP engine itself likes to interact with its extensions. It's a binary contract. It's a binary contract that assumes that the extension is actually native code.
Nice.
Right. So we have to obey that binary contract, and that's why we're shipping a native PHP extension. Itself, it works over ODBC. We've invested a lot of effort as a company and as a team in optimizing the SQL native client to be a really good SQL connectivity story.
Sure.
And so what we're able to do is we're able to leverage that investment and bring that story to PHP developers.
And I think the story is also very, very large, because this is, as far as I know, the first time that Microsoft has written a native driver for an open source project, and certainly such a large open source project, which is PHP. You could kind of argue that PHP runs the internet based on the amount of websites that are currently running it. So the fact that Microsoft has come out and created a PHP driver specifically for Windows, giving you performance and capabilities never before seen in any driver that we've seen before that is connected to SQL Server through PHP, I think is a really, really huge story.
So now you mentioned something really, as you were stating that, I heard the for Windows come out. So you know, what about for the people running, you know, a lot of these web servers aren't running Windows that are running, they're running Apache on Linux, right? Mm-hmm. So aren't they... So let's talk about that, because, again, I don't know how this works. So the driver requires Windows.
Yes.
That's right.
Okay. That's just to be clear. Cool. So let's talk a little bit, if you want to. How does it work? Can we talk about how it works? The driver.
The driver internally, or the driver in the context of the PHP?
Yeah, the higher level. We don't have to go deep into the driver architecture, but...
Sure. Okay. Sure. And there's not that many details to the driver architecture.
Okay.
Right. But what developers may be used to seeing is, of course... Here you've got a client, and this is your user with a web browser.
Okay.
Right, and they are talking over the cloud.
Sure.
To some web server. This web server is then going to leverage the PHP engine. And it's worth noting that this component is actually open source, right? This is, if you go to php.net from the PHP group, this is what you download.
Okay.
And we're not changing that at all. And then the PHP engine has an extension model, and one of those extensions that we provide, and our extension is, happens to be called for short SQLSRV, right? So this is our extension.
Cool.
And this is the product we're shipping.
Excellent.
Right. And then it's going to leverage SQL native client. Particularly the ODBC flavor, right? And ultimately talk to our database.
Yeah.
Due to space constraints on the whiteboard, it's no longer flat. But there you have it. And this
flat and SQL database.
This can be obviously on a new machine, and
sure,
this is SQL Server.
Excellent. Very cool. So, this comes along with a good old-fashioned API?
Yes, and the API is a little bit old-fashioned in the sense of we're shipping a procedural API. We looked and talked to some customers, and this seems to be kind of a baseline for what the PHP community expects at present.
Mm-hmm.
I had the pleasure of presenting this on Thursday at the Zend PHP conference in San Francisco.
Excellent.
And one of the, almost third slide, one of the PHP community members, a fairly influential one, gets up and says, well, what about an object-oriented API? And the answer to that is we are aware that that's a need, mm-hmm. right? Right now, we're actively soliciting feedback from the community.
Mm-hmm.
This is a community that is very vocal and tends to know what it wants far better than we do. So this is us saying, hey, here's what we think is going mm-hmm. to solve the problem. Now, please, give us your feedback. Tell us what you think so we can improve it,
mm-hmm.
right? And what the object-oriented story is going to look like is definitely one of the types of feedback we're actively soliciting.
And when we were there and presenting it, I had the pleasure of standing next to John on stage presenting this particular driver. We had a discussion as to why did we make it the way that we did.
Yes.
And the
always
vast majority,
a good question.
Right, always a good question. Well, the vast majority of the applications out there, either right or wrong, it's really not something that you can argue about. It still uses this procedural method of talking to a database. So what we did is we went to all the sites that seemed to be running PHP. We went to hosters. We talked to an awful lot of people and figured out how many people use what today, what applications are being used today, and then we look behind the scenes, what are they actively using? And like John said, I mean, we're in the very beginning of this part, and John and his guys are trying to figure out what the next steps would be, and we're trying to assist them with that. But what we did is we tried to get the biggest bang for the buck, get an entry out there, get, as they say in open source, just show me the product, show me the code, show me what you truly have. This mm-hmm. is what we did, and we're soliciting feedback. You know, it can only be made better based on what these people want and based on what we can provide and based on what kind of communication we have between each other.
Mm-hmm.
Our biggest thing is we wanted to support as much as we can right out of the box, that people did not have to massively rewrite anything or structurally do things to their programs.
Mm.
It's future.
That's part of the deal. And one of the design goals was that the API be familiar. So
sure.
It's tough enough asking people to adopt a new API, adopt a new technology, that it should look like the code they're used to writing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Asking them to change a programming model at the same time.
Interesting.
Just makes it a much more difficult
process. I mean, it's interesting that this, the quote-unquote influential person stood up and asked for that. I mean, given the environment that you're targeting, right? I mean, isn't it a dynamic environment
that we're talking about here? You mean it's a runtime interpreted language?
Yeah.
That is what PHP is, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, interestingly enough, the feedback was more along the lines of, for the types of apps that do this is great.
Mm.
The types of programming I do doesn't reflect, the types of programming I do almost demands an object-oriented API.
Okay.
Right? And so you can't ship everything all at once and in a very short time frame. So it's a question of, how do we enable the greatest set of people in the right time frame?
Absolutely.
John and his guy worked on an incredibly aggressive timeline. Mm-hmm. And we were working on it very hard with him. And we weren't sure, based on that timeline, can we get something by the conference out? And I don't know, from start to finish, you guys whipped it out very, very fast. I know you worked like 17 hours a day, 24 days a week, some really obscene numbers. For us to have been able to get it out, actually for us, I'm saying us, which is not us, because it's just John and his guys, in that short a time frame was pretty amazing, and to get it up and running. So
outstanding.
this is just the beginning. You know, this is not the final of it. This is the beginning of it. It is part of a much larger effort that Microsoft is currently doing. The IIS guys are working their butts off through a an extension, extension, a thing called FastCGI, enabling PHP on Windows in a much more economical way. So Microsoft's approach is becoming way more holistic to it's a database, it's IIS being optimized, it is PHP itself being optimized. We work with the community and with Zen to optimize PHP internally very heavily, and this is one of the, I personally think, one of the bigger splashes, because it has been one of, hearing the community, one of the biggest pain points is, well, we don't really have good connectivity to your databases. We don't really have a way to talk to your databases better.
Yeah.
We now have the start of something that will, by the looks of it, become a really good way of connecting to the databases.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I have to give credit where credit is due. Hank's guys helped us focus, especially in the middle to late game of this release, helped us focus our project and deliver the right thing. So what they did is they took an app that was out there in the community, in this case it was PHPBB, and adapted it to run over our bits. And the kind of feedback that generated, the kind of bugs they found, and the kind of, hey, what about this piece of functionality? Looks like it'd be easy to deliver and would be really, really useful. Oh, yeah, let's put that in, right? In real-world validation was just was just absolutely priceless.
And for us to convert PHPB as to, you know, we were talking about a little in the beginning, why did it become procedural? Why is it not object-orientated? Yeah. And then we kind of talked about what is out there today is much more procedural than object-orientated. I'm sure the future will change a little bit. We were able to, in part because of how PHPBB was written, but we were able to, with the API that John and company put together, convert PHPBB to natively run SQL Server in less than a day and a half.
Nice.
So it fits very nicely into, and we're looking at other applications right now. What can we do to other applications? What kind of support can we give? And we're continuously working with the SQL Server team to figure out what else can we do? What else can we give out?
Excellent. And so there's been a need for this, obviously, out in the industry, right? Again, I come back to the, you know, to the point of a lot of the PHP front-end web servers not running Windows.
Right.
And so that's the only reason I had asked that question about, well, it only, you know, it expects the web server to be IIS. Yes. So
there's nothing IIS specific about this.
But I mean Windows, right? So that's my proxy to Windows. And don't get me wrong, the more Windows servers out there, the better. But it was just it's a naive question, perhaps, but I would argue, what percentage of customers are going to benefit from this,
so,
in your opinion?
The statistics that we've seen, and the exact numbers change day by day, month by month, is that a significant percentage of the PHP developers will develop on Windows and deploy on Linux.
Ah.
Right? So one of the things that we as a company are aiming to do is saying, can we create a stronger proposition, value proposition around actually deploying on this technology,
okay,
right? And part of the deal is all of these moving pieces that have got to cooperate together.
Mm-hmm.
So the IIS guys with FastCGI, right, a year ago stood up at the Zen conference and said, this is what we're going to deliver, and they've delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Their technology is, you know, now available as a go-live release for Windows Server 2003. It's going to be baked right into Vista SP1 and Longhorn Server.
Nice.
Just straight out of the box, right? So that's part one, is this IIS web server and the fast CGI component that's going to make that story well-optimized for PHP.
Outstanding.
Right? And for us to say, all right, now we're going to extend that story and say we're going to provide a database connectivity story to go with that once again, right? Let the value propositions of deploying on Windows, you know, become stronger and speak for themselves.
Outstanding. And again, the reason that I harped on that was because a lot of times when we do these announcement videos, we will kind of leave out some of the important points, which is, say, the strategy behind the decision. To just say, hey, we now released PHP support for SQL Server. Great. Why? Right? Now we just dug into that answer. And why Windows? Now we just dug into that answer. So now we have a good understanding. So that's the only reason that I've been harping on this, and I'll continue to do that.
It's a really nice, holistic story, though. It is not just the SQL Server guys delivering something or the IIS guys delivering something. I have been working on a technical basis as to what can we do inside of Windows to make this much more PHP the preferred platform. Sorry, Windows to be the preferred platform for PHP. And we're finding that an awful lot of parts inside of Microsoft are really interested in doing this and working very hard of doing this. You know, the hosters guy come out and say, you know, we constantly ask or get requests from the hosting companies that we deal with, can you provide this on Windows? You know, our customers run already SQL Server, already run IIS, and they are familiar with those environments. Can you do this? Mm-hmm. I think SQL Server itself, and I'm not a Windows person, so I have to put big disclaimers here, mm-hmm. But I think SQL Server itself provides you capabilities that the default database MySQL doesn't provide you. I mean, it provides certain enterprise capabilities, OLAP capabilities, and reliability that John would know infinitely more about than I do, mm-hmm. that customers have been wanting because that's what they use inside of their companies today. So, in addition to that, while they were putting all of this together, while we were figuring out what could we do, the IIS guys, the .NET guys, we found that merging the technologies that Microsoft have, and I kind of use it, why PHP on Windows? It's open source is kind of the premier web language, back-end language out there. Windows is one of the most prolific platforms on the face of the planet, right? Mm-hmm. And we have technologies that are really, really cool, .NET, HP, all bunch of stuff, you know, the media server, all kinds of stuff. And now you can have the best of all worlds on one platform, right? Mm-hmm. It is not available on other platforms. You don't lose anything with PHP on Windows. Running it on Linux or on Windows, you gain. You don't lose. You gain way more than you have available on Linux.
Interesting.
And incorporating and combining technologies, you know, .NET, we've put very quickly through IIS login capabilities that go through .NET, automatically authenticate you for your PHP application, mm-hmm. and then actually cache stuff real-time that are significantly improving performance for it. So... Mm-hmm. John's SQL Server piece is huge, in my opinion. You know, it would have been unheard of a year ago, and it's absolutely huge that it exists, and it's absolutely huge how they're approaching the community. It's not like we're sitting in a box, which Microsoft is often accused of. We're not sure. Sitting in a box.
Yeah.
We are willing to go out. John was willing to go out to put his skin in the game and say, you know, this is what we've done. What else do you want? What else would you like to see? What else can we do to improve the world? What else can we do to make Windows a much better platform for your product? And
just for the record, this is an amazing community to interact with. And when you put together a release right like this to be presenting it, and for the third slide somebody to go, hey, okay, good, but this is what I want. Uh-huh. I mean, is almost the dream of anybody in my job description for this type of thing.
Excellent.
So to the extent that we can encourage it, we would love to keep that kind of feedback rolling.
Excellent. Very cool. So let's look at some of this code, huh?
Sure.
Wow, I haven't seen a lot of procedural code recently, so this will be nice.
Yeah, so this is procedural code and PHP code, and obviously this is coming from my laptop. So the first thing I want to show, and this gets back to the integration benefits that we talked about, is just how this thing looks. So one of the design goals is that the simple things should be simple. In this case, this is a very simple script that we'll see in a second, right? It connects to the database.
Mm-hmm.
It says, I want to execute this query. In this case, the query basically says, dear database, tell me who you're logged in as. What credentials mm-hmm. am I running under within the database, right? Get the results, and you'll notice that the results come back as a PHP array, so that then you can just say, okay, what's the first value in this array? What did the database tell me? So for this kind of simple scenario, and you could imagine that if you had multiple rows of data, you could keep calling fetch array over and over in a loop, right? Three calls is what we think is necessary and kind of one of the ways we've designed mm-hmm. this API. Now, what does this actually do? So we can go here and we can say what's going to happen when we do anonymous authentication. So in this case, you're going to see a couple of different flavors of here on the URL, right? The port 80 site allows anonymous authentication, doesn't require anything else from the user. So in this case, obviously, you're anonymous, you have no authenticated username, you're running under a standard account, and this is SQL Server authentication. So these are credentials that are coming from any file, and you're logged in as this demo user.
Cool.
Okay, so that's not that exciting, right? So then the 8080 site has Windows integrated authentication enabled.
Okay.
So you've got your credentials. In this case, this happens to be who I'm logged in as on the client machine. But this is the really interesting part. What FastCGI does mm-hmm. is it has an impersonation mode where it says, all right, so if the web server is running under the credentials of this user, I'm going to impersonate the user as as we run the script, mm-hmm. right? So in this case, the script is running through the credentials of the user. And one of the integration benefits we're actually able to offer with this driver is to say, all right, now let's take these SQL Server credentials out of the equation, and all of a sudden, these same credentials that I'm logged in as flow all the way down to the database. And if you look at the code that's actually powering this, in this case, it's the, you know, we added no credentials to the URL, the developer writes less code, not more. In fact, the developer just emits, here's my username and password, and says, I want to connect. What server do I want to connect to? Local. And the API infers that we want to use Windows integrated authentication. So you could do a couple of things with this, right? The first is, for an intranet scenario, this wouldn't be very useful in an intranet application, but let's say that you're running an internal portal, right? You can allow people to, you can basically set up security in the database that's tied to their real credentials.
Okay.
In an intranet scenario. In an internet scenario, if you go back to this, you can say my web server runs with certain credentials, right? And in this case, it's you know, we're actually what we can do, So it basically, my web server runs with certain credentials, and we're going to let those credentials flow down to the database, which you would if you were impersonating here, or impersonating like this, right? You let those credentials flow down to the database, and that's just one less set of things that you have to manage.
True.
So, and the other cool thing about this release is that, and I have to give thanks to Brian Swan. He's our user education guy. He's put together a great, great demo that ships right in the package. That uses the kind of fairly ubiquitous AdventureWorks database and just shows off some of this technology.
Cool.
That customers can play with. The PHP code is right there. And that's sort of how we envision people using our API.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what So the driver is written in what language?
The driver's in C.
Okay.
So I always like to ask that.
Fair enough.
Cool.
The driver's in C. What you've been looking at here is, of course, PHP code to write to the driver.
Sure. And procedural language communicating to an imperative, non-object-oriented language, C. Right. So it's good to see there's still people writing C around here that aren't in the Windows team. Well, SQL probably has a lot of C in it, right? I mean, a lot of C++, a lot of C.
SQL I don't know much about, but open source software has incredible amounts of C in it. I mean, the kernel is written in C. Low-level PHP is written in C, so there's C is everywhere, really.
So is there any interest from the Ruby crowd in communicating to SQL databases?
You know, we haven't really had a discussion with them. Have you had discussions with those guys? Because we haven't really talked to them.
I personally haven't.
Okay.
I mean,
that's the darling now. I was just at JAL 2007, which is a conference that happens every year. .NET and Java and various other things. And Ruby certainly was the dynamic language du jour.
It is, but if you go to
we have Iron Ruby now. Okay.
Yeah, right. Which is coming from Microsoft. You know, we have John Lamb working here, who brought some really interesting capabilities to Ruby and .NET integration stuff.
Yeah.
But if you look at Netcraft, which is kind of the pulse of what runs out there, Ruby isn't that big yet. I don't know if it will be big or small, but Ruby isn't that big yet. It's a fairly small community still. But I don't know. The choice will be in SQL Server if that would be the next one to support.
Interesting. Well, I mean, it's cool that we're interested in supporting multiple languages.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely. And to repeat Hank's previous statement, PHP runs the internet right now, right? So clearly this community and this user base...
it's important that they can connect to the SQL Server.
That's right.
Right.
Now, let me ask you a question regarding the SQL. You guys are pretty innovative. I mean, number one, you have Eric Meyer that works on your team, and Brian Beckman and others that do pretty incredibly interesting things that aren't necessarily always related to SQL. I mean, sometimes it's language, sometimes it's SQL. But
watching their demos is a trip. Every time they get up to speak at a team meeting, it's like, what are they going to come up with today?
Yes.
Month after month after month. Yeah, I'm amazed by those guys.
So what I wanted to ask was specifically, how is this, if at all, related to the entity framework? I mean, it isn't, right?
No, so, this is not directly related to the entity framework.
Because part of that is making sort of an ubiquitous kind of layer between a client and SQL Server.
That's right.
And so I was just wondering, you know, where entities would fit in here. But it's sort of a random question.
Honestly, those are conversations that I'm sure will need to happen at some point. Yeah. But at this point, it's been about providing connectivity.
Right on.
To the data you have. Sure. What the entity framework, of course, enables you to do is say, I have some physical schema, mm-hmm. and I'm going to come up with an object schema, and I don't want to think about the glue code.
Exactly.
Right. And so are we going to want to see PHP developers leveraging that?
Who knows?
Right, who knows?
I think that'd
be cool. Of those questions I leave to the community.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
And so in this, I could write SQL queries in line. Yes? So do you have the command? So in other words, when I think about how I connect to SQL in traditional ways, say ADO.net or just ADO,
okay.
right? I create my connection object and then have my command object. I can set it to stored procedure. I could say I'm going to do actually an inline query. Is that kind of what we're having here? Like I could use in PHP, I could have no comment?
No, definitely comment. Oh, comment. Yeah. In this case, when in doubt, leave it out, absolutely applies.
Okay.
When you looked at PHP APIs that existed out there today and how people like to write to them, mm-hmm. you know, simplicity was a key, or seemed to be a key motivating factor.
Mm.
So you're not going to see the many kind of levels of abstraction, creating commands, getting result sets. In fact, there's only two types of, I dare not call them objects, the PHP word for it is a resource.
Mm-hmm.
There are two types of resources that this API defines. We have a connection resource and we have a statement resource.
Okay.
So you can the code we showed earlier and the code that's in the examples basically says create a connection. All you really need is what the server is that I want to talk to and maybe some credentials and a couple of other options.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, using that connection, execute a T-SQL query, right? Just keep it that simple.
Yes.
That gives you a statement resource, which then you can interrogate for the results.
Okay.
There's a slightly different flavor in which you prepare the statement resource,
uh-huh.
and then you defer the execution. You would typically use that if you had a large set of data to insert, right? So I want to insert 100 rows. I just want to say, here's my statement. That statement takes certain parameters, and I want to change the parameters with every insert operation.
Okay.
But aside from those two ways, right, the idea is to keep it as simple as possible.
Excellent. And
once again, pending feedback from the community, right? If the answer is, well, we see the value for command object, we need to enable these kinds of scenarios, or even, hey, I'm trying to do this thing and it doesn't feel natural, we would love to hear that.
Okay.
We would absolutely love to hear that kind of feedback.
Outstanding. Good. Well, hopefully we'll get lots and lots of feedback. So you release a CTP,
mm-hmm.
and that's obviously, you know, we give you some code, and we then say we're not responsible for what may happen when you run it. That's what a CTP is. But in all honesty, the CTPs have gotten very good as far as quality. You guys try to make it as high as quality as you can, given its pre-alpha code.
Yes.
And then you get feedback.
Of course.
And where do people come and find it and stuff like that?
Well, the first, we would encourage people to go to msdn.microsoft.com/data.
Okay.
There will be a link there. Our blog is blogs.msdn.com/sqlphp, you know, put SQL Server and PHP together.
All right.
That's the name of the blog where we're actively soliciting this kind of feedback.
Okay.
The bits are, of course, available through the Download Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, to kind of address your earlier comment, one of the key things that the community has needed from a solution from us is reliability, right? So it was important to make sure that aspect of things was present,
sure,
pre-alpha code or not.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we had this thing we have on Channel 9 called CTP Madness. And CTP Madness is when you install, it's the state of mind that a developer can have after installing two or more CTPs, and then things breaking when you install a third one.
Uh-oh.
Right? That may or may not seem to be related, but it's interesting. So we created this condition called CTP Madness, and basically you can go to Channel 9 and choose, and we haven't updated in a while, but you can
mm-hmm.
choose the CTP you want to download, and then it would tell you what you need to have on your machine to support it. Because, you know, it is a CTP. And I think probably it's a little more complicated for things like Visual Studio than a driver. But at any rate, thank you for your time. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And this is really cool news.
It is.
All right.
And all the kudos to John and the SQL Server team, because they did an amazing job getting this out.
Absolutely. It's a group of superstars. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.